Hello, this is Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards. Let's hear the Bible together. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. We think you ought to know, dear brothers and sisters, about the trouble we went through in the province of Asia. We were crushed and overwhelmed beyond our ability to endure, and we thought that we would never live through it. In fact, we expected to die. But as a result, we stopped relying on ourselves and learn to rely only on God who raises the dead. We all experience hard times. They're an unavoidable part of life. It may be a sudden illness, a road accident, a broken relationship, or a hard time at work. No one is immune. Paul certainly didn't manage to avoid hard times, and is very honest about them, as we see in this passage. The question is, what do you do with hard times? We don't know exactly what Paul is describing, but he was clearly staring death in the face. He may be referring to one of the occasions when he was faced with physical violence, although many think that it refers to illness. Whatever the case, the result of this experience was that he learnt to rely on God more. The experiences could have crushed him, but he turned to God and allowed his Heavenly Father to pour his strength and courage into him. Facing hard times is always difficult and unpleasant, but as we keep our eyes fixed on God, he's able to use even the harshest times to strengthen us. The outcome for Paul was that his experiences had made him stronger in his ministry. He certainly needed to be particularly strong as he faced the challenges posed by the church in Corinth, as we'll see in the letter that follows. When we learn to place our full reliance on God, we can look to the future, whatever it holds, with great confidence. Not a confidence in ourselves, because like Paul, we are more than aware of our own frailty, but a confidence in God, who will be there even on the darkest days, equipping us and strengthening us. And remember that we're dealing with a God who raises the dead. Nothing is beyond him. Let's pray together. Thank you, loving Lord, that you never leave our side and that we can therefore look to the future with confidence. Amen. It's been a pleasure to spend these moments with you. I'd be delighted if this were not a one-way communication. So if you've got any questions or comments, do please write to me at jonathan.edwards@premier.org.uk. I'll then get back to you in complete confidence as soon as I can. Visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope and join our growing Voice of Hope family. And follow along with these daily meditations at home in print, direct to your favourite mobile device, or as a daily podcast on the app Podbeam. I am Jonathan Edwards, and I encourage you to join me as I share a thought from the Bible Monday to Friday every week. May God bless you.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker dealer.